And the pain? He asked. I blanched. I couldn't help it. But I tried to keep my expression from showing how clearly I remembered the feeling, the fire in my veins. That's my problem, I said. I can handle it. It's possible to take bravery to the point where it becomes insanity. It's not an issue. 3 days, big deal. Edward grimaced again as my words reminded him that I was more informed than he had ever intended me to be. I watched him repress the anger, watched as his eyes grew speculative. Charlie? He asked curtly. Renee? Minutes passed in silence as I struggled to answer his question. I opened my mouth, but no sound came out. I closed it again. He waited, and his expression became triumphant because he knew I had no true answer. Look, that's not an issue either, I finally muttered. My voice was as unconvincing as it always was when I lied. Renee has always made the choices that work for her. She'd want me to do the same. And Charlie's resilient. He's used to being on his own. I can't take care of them forever. I have my own life to live. Exactly, he snapped. And I won't end it for you. If you're waiting for me to be on my deathbed, I've got news for you. I was just there. You're going to recover, he reminded me. I took a deep breath to calm myself, ignoring the spasm of pain it triggered. I stared at him, and he stared back. There was no compromise in his face. No, I said slowly. I'm not.